I woke up, I'm on abundance. Hey, my hands too full to hold the grudges. Yeah, and all I'm trying to be is being a monk. Hey, I got a shawty, come see me tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This ain't One Direction, dog. I'm going a different way. I got One Direction, dog. It's going up for sure. I got hoes with some pop money offshore.
Good morning, and welcome to the Win the Morning podcast. Happy, what is today, Wednesday? Happy Wednesday, October 4th. I'm currently driving in my truck. Got Einstein bagels in my passenger seat. And life is good. Life is good. 9:17 a.m., 60 degrees outside with a chance of success coming in today. High chance of success coming into your world. Trust me on that. Today's topic is this. Is what are you mastering? What are you getting a master's degree in? I did a training yesterday with some of the people that I work with, and I talked about like the things that we spend a lot of our time, or some people spend a lot of their time doing, is like we're getting a master's degree in Netflix. We're getting a master's degree in Family Guy. We're getting a master's degree in, you know, for me, like I'm not saying pointing the finger here. For me, it's like I'm getting a master's degree in the UFC. I'm like all into it. Like I have a master's degree in Supercross. Like for some people, it's a master's degree in the NBA and master's degree in like, you know, video games. And if you actually think about like, for me, it's like how much I listen to, you know, interviews and this and that. And I'm like constantly intrigued by it. Not to say it's bad, but it's like, I'm getting it. I'm the return on my time on that is like, not going to really benefit me. It's just entertainment. And I don't think there's anything wrong with entertainment, but it's interesting to think about like the things that would better our lives. What would better our lives? Reading a book on self-development, learning a new skill, learning how to sell better, listening to podcasts that, you know, fill us up, that give us new insights, that, you know, make us think, etc. Those are the things that make our life better. What would make our life better? Being present with our spouses, being present with our kids, you know, being present in the gym and hitting that hard. Like we get a way better return on doing things that aren't, you have to be engaged in them. You have to be engaged to learn. You have to be engaged to, you know, get stronger. And I think a lot of times we like the idea of Netflix and sports and video games, and because it's a way for us to really disengage in life and to like not just to escape a little bit. And I think there is a healthy portion of that in life for sure. But if you were to like look at the numbers, like a good thing to look at is like your screen time on your phone. It's like, how much time are you spending on Instagram? And if you're a social media influencer and you're making money off social media, then great. But most of us aren't. And so it's like 4 hours a day on Instagram, is that really benefiting me? 2 hours a day on YouTube, is that really benefiting me? Those 6 hours a day, you know, compile that over 6 days, it's 36 hours a week. 36 hours a week times 52 is whatever it is. You know, hundreds and thousands of hours that we're spending on stuff that is not useful to us. And so when I said that, I kind of like started thinking to myself, I'm like, I need to audit what I'm doing with my time. And am I doing the most productive thing at all times? And sometimes the most productive things is to relax and chill. But a lot of times it's not. Like majority of the times it's not to relax and chill. And majority of the times it's to be present and to do these, you know, do things that are making our life better across our business, across our physical body, across our being, which is our spirituality, or across our, you know, relationships with our balance. Like those are the things that will make our life better, not being distracted by the latest UFC interview or the latest NBA game or whatever. So my question for you is like, what area of your life are you spending a lot of time getting a master's degree into that isn't giving you a return? And I invite you to start spending a little bit more time on things that are useful to help develop your skills and develop you as a human being, and to make you more emotionally strong, to make you more emotionally equipped, to make you a better father, husband, wife, daughter, mother, etc. And start investing into those things. Get a master's degree in things that matter. So my friends, this is what I have for you guys today. If you found value out of this, please share this with a friend. Be positive and confident in all that you do. And most importantly, go be abundant. Peace and love. Bye-bye.